What is up? What is up? What is up, you guys? It is time to motivate. Welcome to the broadcast season premiere of Booty Bear Talks Podcast Season 3. Yes, it is your host, Raycel Hemingway. Yes, with my wonderful, wonderful hosts that are going to be joining me hopefully later on will be Dita, freaking Ashley, Yum Yum Winter, Ricky, and my awesome trees with all my Buddha Bear fans. Oh my God, it's so good to hear your wonderful, happy voices. I've missed y'all so much. It has been such a long time. Hope you guys have been doing all right, taking it easy on this crazy work week. Can y'all freaking believe we are in fucking December? Like, I know I was supposed to be like broadcasting and stuff in November, but so much stuff has been really been going on with my personal life. Just to pretty much give you a little bit brief. As y'all all know, I have officially moved to the BX, to the Bronx. It feels good to have my own crib to spread my wings and feel the whole bunch of freedom. Nothing like the wonderful view of New York City, of Manhattan with the view as your wonderful window view. Oh, it gives me life. It makes you want to tingle all over. And I'm proud of myself. Yes, boy, your boy has done it, bitch. I'm officially a Bronx resident. So far, I've been getting the hang of the area. I'm very familiar with the area that I'm in, which is really, really good. And so far, I'm just enjoying my own peace of mind. It helps me stay focused on my goals, what I want to chant about, what I want to manifest into reality. It's been such a whirlwind. Girl, I have so much tea to give y'all, you guys. If you guys are not already following me on Instagram, it is bbear2023. That's my personal Instagram. Yes, it is, because I've been through a lot of shady shit with Instagram lately, because honey, I've been fucking hacked. My old account got hacked. So just to give y'all a heads up, if y'all haven't noticed, yes, my old Instagram account has been freaking hacked, which was RayEvolution85. Some jerk wanted to fucking pretend to be me, but I'm glad that my real friends peeped it out and deleted him and blocked him and reported his sorry ass. Thanks for doing that as always. But my new Instagram is bbear2023. I have also a new Instagram for Booty Bear Talks the Podcast. I seriously got some haters on my team, because honey, I must be winning, because right now I have to make my Booty Bear Podcast page a little bit private because people can't report shit. But if you want to go follow me on there, it's bbear talks. Oh, just type in Booty Bear Talks and it will definitely pop up on your Instagram. Because this is like the second time I had to make a brand new fucking page for my podcast. But that means I must be breaking through and everyone else is live. And there's going to be a lot of haters and more haters to manifest and to come. And you're not stopping my flow, motherfuckers. Yes. So on this episode, we're going to give you a bit of a little catch up what's been going on with my life, what's been going on with my other hosts as well, because they have been working very, very extremely hard. And I want to give you a little bit of brief what's been going on the past few months up till now, I don't know why I delayed bringing Buddha Bear Season 3 on here, but I would gladly explain all the dits, all the tea, what's been going on in my personal life on this wonderful next segment. So before we go on break, I want you to get your, this is the time, gather your popcorn, gather your tea, gather your hot chocolate, gather, it's fucking freezing here in fucking New York City, god damn it. I want you to really gather your goodies, get your blanket, get your headphones on, get your headphones in and straight. Get ready for this next segment, because honey, when I return, I will give you all the tea, what's been going on, and also what's coming up on the upcoming scoops on the podcast for Season 3. And honey, I even got some guests coming in later this season. Oh, y'all not ready for this. Stay tuned. Be right back, all right? So go ahead and get ready. I'll be back in the next segment. Love you. Be back. And we're back, you guys. I hope you got yourself all nice and refreshing up as we're kicking it with the Season 3 premiere of Booty Bear Talks the Podcast. Oh my God, I hope you got your snacks, hope you got your popcorn, hope you got all your delicious tea, all ready for all the delicious galore, whatever the hell you may call it. Yes, we are back with the tea. Oh, I miss broadcasting with you guys. I actually miss making my own podcast episodes. I miss y'all so damn much. It's just been so much that has been going on. Where we left off on the last, before we went on break, I was giving out a tea. Give a bit of a tea what's been kind of been going on me with the past few months, why I haven't been posting a lot of episodes as much. If you excuse the crazy ass background, I'm trying to figure out a way to destroy this damn smoke alarm shit, damn battery. But other than that, let's get on right into it. I was mentioning earlier on what's been going on with me for the past few months, since the last season, from season 2. As you know, I've just been kind of been busy, been working. Besides that, just getting my head on straight, getting my life together, making my goals happen. As you know, I mentioned I moved from Brooklyn to now to the Bronx. Yes, in my very own studio apartment. I'm fortunately blessed that the rent is below $1,000, which I'm very, 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 very happy about. Because, bitch, living in fucking New York City, I don't care what no one else say, it is expensive as fuck. Even when you're working at a hospital job, no matter how hard you work, it's not enough. And it's expensive as hell. People paying $2,000, $3,000, like close to $4,000 for a fucking apartment. And it's ridiculous. And if you don't have a better job, like a city job or something, like, you won't be able to pay all that goddamn rent. You're gonna need a whole damn roommate. And all my New Yorkers know exactly what I am talking about. To all my wonderful listeners from around the world, from around the globe, from the Philippines, to wonderful Mexico, to all the way from United Kingdom, Germany, Indonesia. Oh my God, I love you guys. I need to do a podcast tour to meet all my wonderful fans. Yes, this is all of what I'm very serious what I'm saying. I need to do a podcast tour. And that's another thing, because help the Boot Bears out. I also wanted to give you a heads up that also this is between us. I was also in training to be a flight attendant. Yes, it's very true. If you paid attention to my Instagram, I was going to be a flight attendant with a major airline, which I was like, I made it all the way through, but fortunately I didn't pass the retake. So they give me the opportunity to come back. I miss all my peoples that I've met. They know who they are, Chelsea, Symphony, all Julian, Isaac, all my peoples. I miss you all so much. They graduated, they rocked it all out. They passed their IOEs and all my prayers came true. Shout out to you guys. I miss you all. Don't worry. Bring your asses back to New York so we can have a damn reunion. I miss y'all. Because I'm working in the hospital and I work for the city now. Oh, that's another surprise. I work for the fucking goddamn city now. I'm working in the hospital. But I got a city job in the hospital. That's another crazy ass blessing prayer on top of that. So a lot has been going on. I no longer work at the other hospital at NYU. As people have known, I was at that hospital for like a year and a half. I enjoyed all my amazing co-workers. It was some of the people were fucking amazing. And some, I was just like, keep it cute and put it on me. I'll just say it like this. There's some great people that were there. There were some people there, I believe, that just made a big, huge no-no. And I had no beef. I wish them nothing but the best of happiness. I want them to win. Like, in all their endeavors, whatever they do, because that's how we're going to keep it. I want them to win. I'm going to remain positive. Even though I am that bitch-ass nigga that will make the impossible possible. That's right. I'm no bitch-ass nigga, but I am the bitch-ass nigga that will make the dreams, make the impossible possible. And you will never, ever talk down to me ever again. Motherfuckers. But, anywho, on that type of note, yeah, I was in training. It was the most incredible experience I've ever encountered. And I actually got to take what it's like, the lifestyle of being a flight attendant. Like, pretty much with all the tests and stuff. Like, I can't say what was on the test, but honey, It ain't just pouring Coke in on a glass and shit and serving customers all day, honey. It's more into it. You have to learn where the emergency equipment stuff is at. You got to learn which functions control on the plane. I had to learn all that stuff. And on, I forgot how many types of planes. It was like over eight. Was it eight or nine different type of planes? I think it was just eight or seven. One of those damn types of planes I had to learn. But the training is no joke. When you go to anyone that wants to become a flight attendant, do not go there. Please go down there with the intent to study and pass all your flipping tests. Them tests are no fucking joke. I have experienced firsthand. I understand completely what they talk about. Even though I studied my ass off and still didn't pass my retake, I'm still fortunate that I was blessed to get to go back in a few months, but I have to reapply all over again, which is a blessing. But this is just a bump in the road. It's not going to stop me from making my dreams, becoming a flight attendant impossible. It's just a little bump in the road. So I'm just proud of myself, how far I've gotten. I get to try it again in a few months and just see what happens. But other than that, I'm back home in New York City. New job, new beginning. What else has been going on? What, Lord Jesus, so much has been going on. Even recently, like, the reason why what kind of took me so long to really get back, like, to get back to you guys on the podcast was also that I also had a death in the family. She passed on Halloween. It was my second mom. She's an amazing, incredible person. She passed from cancer. It's been really been rough. So it's like I'm taking it one day at a time. And at the same time, there are days where I'm very, very sad because I can't pick up the phone and call her. It's like this year was just, like the month of November was really shitty because she literally passed away on Halloween. And it broke my heart because it would have been her last day of chemo and she would have beaten it once and for all. But I guess like with everything that's been going on, her body just gave out. So it was just like, I'm sending all my love to the family, to her family, her kids. I don't want to like put the name out there, but it's been really been challenging, but I'm taking it one step at a time. I'm really just praying for their happiness. I'm praying for her. I just hope that wherever she's at, I just let her know that I miss her. I love her. She was that second mom. Like, she really made sure I was good. She took care of you. She never judged you for who you were. She was the queen. Like, she was the queen meow meow. Like, literally the queen meow meow. Like, the queen cat kitty herself. And I just, it hurts. It sincerely hurts. And then when I went to her funeral or viewing, because I come to find out she was going to be cremated, it really brought everything back full circle. Like, life is really too short and we all have to learn to show some empathy on one another, because I don't know where you guys get this insensitivity from for being such a total pain in the ass and yelling at others, the thinking that it's very cute. It's not cute. How would you feel if someone yelled at you like an idiot? Because one thing about me, I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm going to keep it frank with you. It's like, I don't like being yelled at. I don't like being talked to or being disrespected in any other kind of way. I don't care how old you are. I'm older than you. I'm 37. I learned to show some damn respect for you. You can't do that for me. I can't fuck with you. And after all the current events that I've been hearing about, also with Shaquilla Robinson, which we all have been kind of glued to the TV, it's all over the damn news. That goes to show you why I've always said myself, and I'm happy that I don't have a lot of friends. Because there's some friends out there that be jealous of you and be envious of you for no apparent fucking reason. And they just be just low down good enough to kill your ass. That's why I don't fuck with nobody. And I'm glad I have a very small circle of friends. And I'm glad that I acted the way that I am. Because that literally proves my point why I don't have friends. And last season, if you caught on to it, it was last season, on the season two finale episode of Buddha Bear Toys. It was about friendship. And that totally coincides with what I was just mentioning. If you haven't heard from last season, go check it out, because I know everybody's been kind of tuning into that so that they could get caught on what's been going on. So it's fucked up on how her, like her, on how she passed and how she died. Like she literally got beat up and got a broken neck and died from a broken neck. And her poor dad, like mom and dad, just like going through it. And I'm sending all my prayers and hearts out to them, because it's really fucked up. And I hope she gets the justice that she deserved, like they deserve and everything, because this has been heart-wrenching, and it's just sad. That's why I keep it pushing. To all the ones that kept acting funny around me, keep that same energy, because I picked up a vibe from you that I didn't like, and you, I'd rather do bad right by myself. So, off you go, and I wish you nothing but the best. Love you, meow meow. But other than that, that's pretty much what's been going on with me. I'm working at a brand new hospital job now. It's very down to earth. I met some incredible people that I'm working with right now. They're really down to earth. It's an upgrade from where I used to work at. So it's like it has a system in place. And they just created a new position not too long ago. And it's funny, all the stuff I've learned from my old job, I already do for this new job. So it made it twice as easy, less headaches, no one judging you. They helping you out. We all work as a team. And no one to sit there and talk down to you like a little kid. Oh, why you don't pick up your trays? Why you don't do that? Why you don't do that? Sound like an idiotic broken record that's a pain in my pussy. God dang it. But yeah, I said it. You don't like it, so sue me and pay a bill and eat the crack of my ass. But that's how I've been feeling. But later on this season, we're gonna have brand new guests on there. Yes, we're gonna have some familiar ones, we're gonna have some new ones. Even some for my LGBTQ fams. Yes, yes, my babies. I got some musical guests coming up on here. So you just gonna have to stay tuned for that later in the season. And also, we're gonna be broadcasting on YouTube. I know. I should have been on YouTube ages ago, but don't worry. I got an account and everything. We're gonna post a few episodes once that gets in the way. I would just keep in touch, like to stay tuned. Buddha Bear Talks will be on TV, and you get to see me, Dita, Ashley, Winter, Treese, and Ricky. We all gonna be rocking it out on the big screen. You get to see us. And if you have any of the questions, what other topics you want to talk about on later this season? I want you to really participate. I want all my listeners to participate. What stuff do you want me to broadcast on? And if you guys are all my Spotify listeners, I'm going to put it on the question again. What do you want to listen for on Spotify? What topics you want to discuss about? Because I want to hear all what you got to say. And I'm always all ears. So, with all that said and do, I think that's pretty much it, what I have for, like, what's been going on. Dita and Ricky and Winter, they're going to join up with us later in the season. They have been working very hard. I want you to follow them. Follow Dita on Viva La Dita, Viva La Beauty. She has her own business. She does hair. She's amazing. Follow Ricky. He's about to do his own jewelry line on Alyssa in Wonderland. And also follow my homegirl Ashley on her BrewTube television, because this bitch is the master queen barista and she's doing her own thing, y'all. So watch her Instagram, BrewTube television. Follow Ashley, meow, Ashley Noel. Follow her on Instagram. Follow every one of my listeners on Instagram. And Winter, you can follow her at Coldest Winter Alive. She's the new host. She's amazing. She's incredible, an awesome single mom. I want everyone to get to know her. She's amazing. So don't worry. Follow us. You get the dips on the tea. So when we return, we're going to give you a little bit of encouragement. And then we're just going to be signing out. We'll be right back right after these messages. And don't always remember, it's time to motivate, motherfuckers, because I love you. Meow. Thank you. What up? We're back. It's time for that delicious encouragement. Are you ready for this? I'm going to be reading a wonderful excerpt from To My Friends by Dasal Kuekeda, December 2nd, 2022. It is said, winter has arrived in earnest. Let's manage our health wisely by doing our best to lead a rhythmical daily life, such as by eating a good diet, exercising regularly, and getting plenty of sleep. Let's base ourselves on prayer for achieving good health. With that already said, my wonderful Buddha Bears, I want you guys to stay warmed up, bundle up. This is ammonia weather. I want you guys, I ain't gonna front. Ever since Thanksgiving, honey, I felt like a damn roly-poly teddy bear rolling all over the goddamn bed. And I was lazy as hell, but I got in the courage to get my butt back in that goddamn gym. And honey, I was out of breath. A bitch was so damn tired. I said, I got a long damn way to go. But whatever you put your mind to it, you're going to accomplish it. Just get your butt out the house. Be happy. Show appreciation. Show appreciation to your family. Show appreciation to yourself. Be proud of yourself of how far you've gotten. Because during this time when I wasn't around, I had to take a lot of reflection to see how far I have come. I would never thought in a million years I have my own space where I can manifest things that all the prayers I went through. My rent's even cheaper. Like, it finally happened. I have my own crib. Take it from me, for example. It took me a very long time to get where I need to be. And I am very damn proud of myself, how far I've gotten. It was a long ass way, but it was worth the patience to go for it. Because, honey, I'm in a whole brand new building where I get to overlook Manhattan. My rent is cheap. I got a brand new job. I cannot complain. Life is good. Now I'm trying to save up this goddamn money so I can get this goddamn car. And I want to go on some goddamn trips. Because, bitch, I want to go to London. I want to go to the island so damn bad. If I go to London, man, I want some try y'all fish and chips. London, open your home to me because I am coming through. Yeah, that's another topic. We're going to talk about travels and shit. But, yes, I want you guys to get some rest. Be safe. Be well. And until the next amazing episode, and to all my LGBTQ wonderful motherfuckers out there, continuing being fabulous as you are. Please don't change for nobody for who you are. And please learn to show empathy to one another because, honey, with all the damn colorism and racism shit going on, let's not be with the bullshit. Let's learn to love one another so that we can show the rest of the world what we can really do. And to all my straight brothers and sisters, show kindness to one another. Make sure you win your everyday lives and learn to listen to one another. You heard what I said, damn it. Learn to listen to one another because I care about y'all. To all my peoples in the hood, you know what we're going to do. Let's make the impossible possible. Let's look out for one another. Let's look out for all the grandmas, grandpas, and everybody and the older generations so nobody will ever get hurt because it's about time for us to come together instead of being separate. Because you know what these white cone cookie monsters going to do. The French vanilla zone. Let's just put it like this. The French vanillas will sit there and watch and occupy all the cookie monsters. By that saying, we all got to come together. Let's not kill each other. Because right now, let's give them one less thing to talk about. Say, hey, that's one less drama for them to worry about. Because trust me, we live in a reality world where colorism is a bitch. And white, if you ain't colored, you're privileged. It's such a, we live in an unweirdly fucking privileged ass world. I ain't gonna sing a lie. I know I'm speaking gibberish, but that's how you kind of know I've been exhausted. Had a long damn day, but let's just be kind of one another. Let's unite against the ignorance, the racism, all that shit. We're gonna get way deeper for this season. So until the next episode, be safe, my loves. I love you all. Until the next new episode, and we are kicking it with season 3. Later, y'all. Time to motivate, fuckers.